paragraph tes. Now Rav Nosson Zal goes back. No. Now we touched on this before a little bit. Rav Nosson Zal is going to expound on it a lot now. V'ze bechinas, paragraph tes, v'ze bechinas kiddush hachodesh v'ibur shonim. Based on what we're learning here also, we'll understand the meaningfulness of establishing the new month and also the concept of the intercalculation, I think it's called, of the years, where we add a month in certain years, we add a month, we make the year into a leap year in order to synchronize the sun and the moon, the solar year and the lunar year. Shemitzvah zois ubechinas tikkun umilui halavana. These mitzvahs of Kiddush HaChodesh, the blessing of the new moon, and the calculation of the year, are all about rectifying and filling out any defectiveness and deficiency in the moon. Kedei lahashvois shnois halavona im shnois hachama, in order to adjust the lunar year to the solar year, the year of the moon to the year of the sun. Shezeu bechinas milui hayoreach. That concept of seeing to it that the moon should be equal with the sun is related to the concept of filling out the moon. Sheyia oir halavona korachama, so that the light of the moon should be like the light of the sun. V'alkein ikar mitzvah zois hesira toiro b'shvil ha'oimer soirim shia bezmanoi. And this is why you'll find, interestingly, that when the Torah speaks about adjusting the moon and the sun, it speaks about its relevance to bringing the Korban Oimer. That's where we learn out this, the importance of seeing to it that the moon and the sun should be in sync. K'may shekosuv, as the Pasuk says, Shomer es chodesh ha'oviv. Watch over the month of spring. Watch over the month of spring. V'dorshu Rabbi Seinuzal, and the Gemara says, Shomer, watch carefully, sheyeh ha'oviv bizmanoi, that the spring, the season of spring, should be at the proper time, during the proper part of the year. Shemikan lomdu la'aber shonim b'shvil sheyeh ha'oviv shu'akrov ha'zomer bizmanoi. It's from this pasuk that the Gemara learns out that there are times that we add a month to the year, we adjust the year, in order that the spring should come out within the right Jewish month. So that the Omer, which is brought on the 16th of Nisan, will come out specifically during spring season. That's when we want it to come out. Ki akrov ha-so'omer so'irim hu bebechinas milui halavona. Because as we mentioned earlier, bringing this Omer of barley is also about filling out the moon. That's the whole concept of declaring the new month and adjusting the years. And this is why we find that during the ceremony of Kiddush Levana, when we say it, we say, V'la Levana Omar, Shetischadesh Ateres Tiferes, La'amusei Beten, Hashem said to the moon that it should renew itself on behalf of the Jewish people who are called Amusei Beten, the ones who Hashem raised from our youths, Sheheim Asidim Leschadesh Kemoisa, the Jewish people who are also going to be renewed eventually, like the moon. Just like the moon goes through a renewal every month, so too the Jewish people are going to be renewed, and they're going to reach their full light. Because the concept of the new moon, which is the concept of the moon being filled out from its deficiency, from its lacking, as we learned in the previous year, that's the concept of changing from body to soul. You know, how is the moon's light restored? When we improve ourselves, when we favor the soul, we know that when Adam Arishan followed the dictates of his body, when he ate from the Eitz Hadas because it looked physically desirable, that brought about the Pegama Levona. That caused the light of the moon to go down. And the tikkun for it is when we show, when we make, when we see to it that the soul should rule over the body. This is tied into the renewal of the world that's going to take place in the future after Mashiach comes. Then the Jewish people are going to experience a renewal, just like the month, just like the moon experiences a renewal every month. And the Jews are going to rise up when the dead are brought back to life with body and soul together. Then the body is going to be brought, is going to be given a new life, and the body is going to be like soul. It's not going to be physical the way it is today. The body is going to be super spiritual, like the soul itself. That's the whole concept of bringing the Omer. We're taking an animal product, barley, and we're elevating it to the status of a korban, which is Odom. That's synonymous, that's similar to the renewal of the moon, the filling out of the light of the moon, as we learned a few pages ago. And this is why during the ceremony of Kiddush Levana, one of the psukim that we say, David, Melech Yisrael, Chai V'Kayim. David, the king of the Jewish people, lives eternally. That pasuk refers to the eternal life that's going to be in the future when the dead are brought back to life. This is also why we say Tipoil Alehem a Mosov Ofachad. May Hashem impose on all the other nations fear. Sheoimrimos, we say that also during Kiddush Levana. Kaideze Shehaguf Nishapech Lenefesh, because when a Jew is zoiche to convert his body to soul, to see to it that the body becomes completely subservient to the soul, shezeo bechinas kiddush hachodesh kanal, that's synonymous with the new moon. That's the whole concept of the renewal of the moon, which is the whole concept of the tikkun, of subduing the body under the soul. That brings about the downfall of all the other nations. She'achizosom baguf v'choymer agashmi kanal. They draw their power, their energy, from the body, from materialism, from physical. So when we're able to succeed in subduing the physical and raising the spiritual, that's how we bring about the defeat, the downfall of these other nations, our opposition. V'zehu, and this is why we say there, kegoidel zroyacho yidmu ko'oven, that with the great strength of Hashem, they will be silenced like a rock. Ko'oven daiko. It says that these other nations will be like a rock. Ki yishoaru bebechinas doimeim kamoi even. Those other nations will be lifeless, just about, like a stone, like a rock. Shehu choymer gashmi. A rock represents physical matter. Ki kvar posak mebechinas hachoymer vahaguf. Shehem ho'akum kol yunikosam shehoyelam me'anefesh, because the person succeeded already in stopping, in blocking from the body, which represents these other nations, its ability to draw energy from, which shehoyelam me'anefesh, which it was drawing from the soul, machma shadayin loyniskade shaguf koroi, because the body had not yet been purified the way it was supposed to. We had learned earlier that when the body is not purified, when the person is not, then the body is able to pull from the soul, it's able to draw a lot of energy away from the soul, and then the other nations who also favor the body, they draw strength from these, from the body, from the Jewish bodies. But through the mitzvah of blessing and renewing the new moon, shehu bechinas zikuch haguf, which represents purifying the body, sheis hapech lenefesh, that the body should become like the soul, when we do that, we eliminate, we destroy their ability, the ability of the other side of our opposition to be able to draw strength. V'nishorin ho'akum bebechinas doimeim lagamri. And these other nations become like a rock. Bebechinas yidmu koven. They are silenced. They become doimeim, inanimate like a rock. V'zehu shoimremoz shalom aleichem. Now you'll understand another very important part of the Kiddush Levana. That one of the customs is that a person says shalom aleichem to three people that are nearby. Ki zehu ikar hashalom, because this is the real definition of peace. This is the real achievement of peace. Kishahaguf nichlal benefesh, when the body becomes subservient to the soul, when their relationship is a healthy one, a proper one. Ki calls man she'ena guf nichlal benefesh, because so long as the body is not subservient to and conforming with the soul, azayesh machloikes godol, there's a major battle going on. There's a major tug of war going on. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, ein sholoim ba'atzomai mipnei chatosi. There is no peace in my bones inside of me because of my sins. The pasuk in Tehillim, Kapitel Lamed Ches. So we see that when there's sin, when the body is doing whatever it wants, it's not conforming to the authority of the soul, that's called Ein Sholem. Then there's a lack of peace. Ki bevadai ze yefshir b'shum oifen. Because Rav Nosson Zal says, one thing is for sure, that this can't be. What can't be? That the soul should be converted to the body. That the soul should become completely, completely subservient to the body. That can't be. Because the soul is always yearning to its roots, to its source. To do the will of Hashem. That's what the soul always wants to do desperately. And even if a person has fallen to such a low level where he is a complete Rosha, and this person has put his body in charge of the soul, he's favoring, he's following only the body, just about. Despite that, inside, deep inside this Russia, this wicked person who's letting his body run rampant and do whatever it wants, inside of him, the soul, in the inner part of his soul, his soul is screaming bitterly. And it desperately wants to go back to its roots, meaning to serving Hashem. Ki ritzoin hanefesh hu ritzoin ho'emes. Because it's the desire of the soul. That's the real desire. That's what the person really wants to do. Dehainu ritzoin Hashem yisborach, which is the will of Hashem. This sentence here that we just read, ritzoin hanefesh hu ritzoin ho'emes. What the soul wants, that's the true want. That's the true desire of the person, which is to do what Hashem wants. I've mentioned this in the past, but it pays to mention it here, because here it fits perfectly. The famous Rambam, who asks the question, we know that the Gemara in certain instances tell us that if a man doesn't want to give his wife a divorce, we know that a divorce comes from the husband. The husband has to give it to the wife. And he has to be willing, he has to want to do it. So the Gemara says that in certain instances where he's unwilling, we beat the living daylights out of him and we make him very willing. We convince him to be very, very willing to give her the divorce. And the wording in the Gemara is koifenoise, we force him ad she'oime roitzani, until he says, I'm willing, I want. So the Rambam asks, this is absurd, this is ridiculous, this is a joke. What do you mean? You beat him up and he says, I want. He doesn't really want. Everybody knows he doesn't want. He's only doing it because he don't want to die. Or he doesn't want to be tortured, you know, worse than death. So the Rambam, so this doesn't seem to be honest. There seems to be something dishonest about this. That when he says, I want, he really doesn't want. The Rambam says, you have it all wrong. You don't know. A Jew is comprised of body and soul. And there's this tug of war. The body has all its agenda. The soul has one agenda only. It wants to do what Hashem wants. It wants to please Hashem. Whatever Hashem wants, that's what it wants to do. Therefore, at times when the body takes over, takes control, the body stifles the soul. The body's choking the soul and he sticks a big rag into his mouth and won't let him scream, won't let him express what he really wants to say. But what the soul really wants to say is, I want to do what Hashem wants. If the right thing is to divorce this woman, of course I want to divorce her. But the body, this zhlub, this piece of meat, has the ability sometimes to lay on top of the soul and stifle it and block it from expressing itself. Now, which is the person? Is it the body or the soul? Any normal person can understand that the body is not the essence of the person. Proof is when the person dies, in many cases, the body's right there in full bloom, all 350 pounds of this guy, with all the steaks and marshmallows and everything he's stuffed his face with his whole life. The body's all there intact, and yet the person is dead, completely motionless, can't do anything at all. Why? Because the soul left. And the essence of the person, the real person, is the soul. When a person says, I'm going here, or I want to do this, or I believe, or I want to say, the I is the soul. It's not the body. It's not the meat. It's not the capillaries and the veins and the arteries. That don't talk. They can't talk. It's the soul inside a person. That's the essence of life of the person. So Rav Nosson Zal says here, so therefore, even in a Rosha Gomer, a person who you see him doing every sin in the book, sure, his 350 pounds is doing every sin, wants to eat treif and wants to be mechalsh, wants to do all terrible things. But there's a little thing inside of this person called his soul, which is trillions of times more powerful and more important than the body, because the body is here today, gone tomorrow. The soul is eternal. And that soul is screaming. Somewhere inside of that person, there's something that's screaming. Stop. Stop. I don't want any part of this. I don't want to do this. This isn't the real me. It's just the Yetzirah that's taking control and put this big, heavy blob on top of me, this body, and is allowing him to take control.